USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
So what the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, this is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden will announce new actions to offer relief to student loan borrowers later today. This comes after the Supreme Court blocked his plan to cancel more than $400 billion of student loan debt. The high court saying the president exceeded his authority by bypassing Congress. Biden, for the second day in a row, attacking the Supreme Court by calling their decision unthinkable. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the 4th of July weekend. And if you're traveling over this 4th of July weekend, please remember to pack your patience. Thousands of flights were either canceled or delayed Thursday, leaving 4th of July travelers stranded at airports. One passenger flying to Iceland from Denver International Airport criticizes the FAA's recent tweets about unruly passengers.
It's disappointing to me to hear that FAA is tweeting jokes about unruly passengers or whatever the deal was. Everybody's frustrated because nobody would help us last night.
This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Nationwide, more than 120,000 veterans have committed suicide since 2021. A new coalition led by Texas-based USAA is joining the fight.
It's not getting better, but it is a challenge that we can conquer.
President Wayne Peacock says the idea is to help break the stigma of committing suicide. Peacock adds a newly formed foundation will put a spotlight on the issue.
It's a coalition of corporations, foundations, veteran service organizations that we have brought together to bring awareness to the problem.
Protesters and police continued to clash in the streets of Paris Thursday night. The protests stem from a fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old Algerian male who officers claim was fleeing a traffic stop. Explosions could be heard as police and protesters confronted each other. Texas and the Mayo Pharmacy are challenging the Biden administration's mandate requiring pharmacies to serve patients who receive federal financial assistance to dispense abortion drugs, saying the mandate violates pharmacists' religious freedom. A federal judge in Texas heard oral arguments earlier this week. Lottery players take note, the Mega Millions jackpot for tonight is $368 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.